Today on DLC 11, guess who murdered who this
time? Hey, aren't you that guy from that video?
Yes, I did a lot of children's educational videos.
No, not that video, the poopy one.
That's a brown stain in my past. Do the job.
You're now listening to The Alternative Idiots, where facts don't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Alternative Idiots. It's Fran, your boy, and I'm being joined by the greatest. Right to my right, we have the Kid Castro.
Yeah.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. Yeah? How are you doing?
I'm doing alright. Can't complain. It's fucking cold.
Yeah, I mean, you're bald, so you'll feel a little bit more than I do.
Yeah, that's true. I always have to take that into consideration. Like, if it's 50 degrees for you, it's 30 for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hollow in your brain too, right?
Yeah.
Just cool.
We are also being joined by the marvelous producer, Steve.
Yeah.
How you doing, Steve?
Yeah.
We also have two very special guests of the podcast. If you remember, our returning... What are you? A returning member of the podcast?
Oh, season
we have a returning member of the podcast, Ben. Welcome back. Welcome back. How are you?
Good.
Yes, great. And we have Jordan. He's irrelevant.
He's the guy that sleeps on the couch.
Yeah,
that's all he is. He just sleeps on the couch and he's good.
He's like the pet, kind of.
You.
There he is.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. He woke up.
He got up.
He fucking got up.
That's the first time in a long... Actually, he's been here for all the episodes.
Yeah, he just...
This is a first. What episode is this? 14? 15?
Damn.
Nick's been napping for 14 episodes.
I think he was in a coma.
Yeah, we all assumed.
First episode is like 2016 or something.
Too many dab hits.
Yes, he loves to dab. Give him the dab.
Dab.
Yeah, he loves to dab.
Stop. Stop being a dad. Stop.
Why? Because I just dabbed?
Yeah, you look so 2017. Alright, whatever.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for joining us. Your attention is valuable, and we're glad that you are allowing us into your lives. I would like to remind you that we have a Twitter. Go follow us at Follow the Facts. That's Follow the FAX. And for the dankest memes in the Bronx, go follow us on our Instagram.
In the Bronx? How about the whole New York City? Nigga, damn.
Nah, keep it local, man. I don't know, man. There's probably better memers out there in New York City, so I keep it local. In the Bronx, we're the best memers in the Bronx. Hands down. If you don't think so, tell that other memer to come fight me. You can follow us on our Instagram at Alternative Idiots, which is also our name on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and the whole nine yards. Please follow us, like, subscribe, do the whole thing. Tell your friends because we need their listens. Don't you agree?
No, we don't need the listens.
I need them. Please listen to me. I need your attention. Informed.
No, we're just trying to inform everybody.
I do want to inform you, though. That's the point, but please listen to me. Now, let's get right into it. Deepfakes. Yes, I said it. Deepfakes.
What the fuck is a deepfake?
I like that question. I'm glad you asked. What is a deepfake? Now, we're going to get a little technical here.
Is it like when we deeply pretend to go in your butthole or something?
I was going to say, why this motherfucker doesn't set up this, like situation? It's just like, you know what? Balls deep. Deepfakes.
I mean, like,
and everybody else in the room is like, huh?
No, I'm going to define it. I'm going to let you know what a deepfake is. But first, that's why I got to get kind of technical with the technology.
Wait. Do you have a video you can show us?
Oh, no.
This is a podcast, though.
No, I mean, I need to know what we're looking at.
Yeah, I got a video for you. Yeah.
Show that Obama video.
You got a video? Oh, you know what? Say no more, fam. I got a video for you right here. But what is a deepfake, though? What is that? Like, it sounds so fancy.
You just showed us, but...
I just showed
you. Could you please explain for the
uninformed listener, what a deepfake is. For example, you ever seen, like, when your friends... I don't know if this might happen to you, but have your friends ever made a meme about you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer, Jordan. Have your friends ever, like, put your face over something else with an app or something? Now, and you know, it's kind of funny sometimes. I think it's funny. Or, like, when you... For example, you see the Christmas things? Have you seen the Christmas apps that you could take a picture of your face?
Yeah, or like
and it'll put you in the elves.
What about the one that you can take a picture of yourself and it makes you old?
Exactly.
Makes you like an old man.
Or Snapchat has them all the time too. Snapchat has like different filters that do a whole bunch of different stuff.
It's kind of like when you go to like a festival, like the carnival, and they have those cutout
boys,
and you could take a picture of
yourself. You could put your face on it.
Have, face swaps.
Huh? Yeah, it's like a face swap.
Yeah.
Yes, this is. I mean, you've seen this around for a while. It's just more in different advanced ways. Now, let's say that you were able to take that face swap and amplify it to the max, put it onto 11. I'm talking about this face swap will look so realistic that it will fool you to think that what you're watching is real. For example, let's say that I wanted to trick Fidel. So I put like a face swap on his sister, on a man. Like I'll put his, like Fidel's sister, Fidel has a sister. Like I'll put her sister, her face on a man's body and make it look so real that Fidel will be like, my sister got a sex change. Oh my God, I can't believe it. So deepfakes actually debuted it in, unfortunately, in pornography. Like, you know, people.
Oh, started, that's when it got like really popular. Like,
yeah, that's where the kind of the technology started being implemented, like into pretty much everything and being more advanced. Because the thing is that before, when it started, they didn't look very realistic. But over time, they look extremely realistic. And what we have been seeing is that what they're doing with this technology, with this like super advanced face swap, is that they're tricking people into thinking politicians are saying things that they're not saying.
Oh, because they have the audio. Like kind of deepfake. Oh, it's not just a video thing, because I remember they had like the one where they pretended like Obama had a fake speech.
Yeah,
like,
that was, you can one also of the mimic things. People's voices.
Yeah, like once they have a certain amount of audio of the person, like so if they have like a minute or two, it can make that the audio say anything of that person from there on.
What I was gonna say was Adobe released this technology that basically if you put in enough information, like enough audio information, you could create words from the audio given.
Yeah.
So like in the demonstration, you know, even in this podcast, we can splice up audio and right. make you say whatever you want.
Yeah, sorry, true.
But this was creating words mm-hmm. out of words yeah, that were not there. Mm-hmm. That weren't even there. That's what.
Yeah. So pretty much like you can take this podcast and take enough information of mine's right here, like take enough information. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can make me say anything. So, like, basically, if I had a regular sentence where it says, like, Ben is the best person in the world, blah, 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 and I kept going for, like, another 2 minutes, you can make me say a hate speech.
Right, exactly. Pretty much with that, with the vowels and with the words you already said, I can make you say anything.
Yeah, because it starts reading, like, the voice pattern with it, mm-hmm. and it starts analyzing, like, with certain vowels and everything connected, so it can now just make it, and it right. sounds perfectly fine.
And actually, the same technology goes into deepfakes, where what happens is that the program takes a lot of your pictures, as many pictures of you as possible, to make this realistic, like, face swap that could be used over anything. So what happens is that if people are not aware of this technology, they can easily get fooled by it, because if the president comes on TV and starts saying something,
yeah.
I'll believe it. Because I'm seeing the president. I'm gonna trust my senses.
You're trying to say like if you see a video on YouTube or anything, because normally people don't question a video on YouTube. They're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, so it has to be official. Yeah. No. So like if you a lot of people like when they it kind of goes into the whole fake news thing that was going on Facebook. If somebody right. shares something, you're like, oh shit, that looks real because so and so put it on, and then like. It just starts getting spread around, and then all of a sudden, you're watching Steven getting in out by like six midgets.
Yeah, that could be
and
a
you're
video
like,
that.
Oh, wait, that's Steven because it looks exactly like
or that. What if you could do that? What if legit you could blackmail people? What if, like, for example, somebody's mom might not be aware of this technology? If you were to show her a video that you created with a deepfake app, actually, I want to tell you the name of the app. But with this app, imagine you showing her this video, like, hey, look what this person's doing. They'll believe that because they're seeing it. It's real to them because they're seeing it.
Well, even if it was the person though that didn't commit that was doing in that act or whatever that you're trying to blackmail them, just the fact that you're able to share that, more people are gonna probably believe it. So
yeah,
it's already
more people will believe that.
Destroying your reputation.
Yeah.
You know, who knows, you could lose your job because it's outside in the social spectrum right now everybody knows about it, so and you can't really fight it because they're like, oh no, it's video evidence. Yeah. That's what people go by, video evidence, more than anything.
And actually I think I'm not 100% sure if it's the same technology that's being used, but have you seen the digital anchors?
No.
That these are anchors that are, they look like real people, 100% real people, but they're actually not. They're artificial intelligence, like reading out words like you mentioned earlier, and they have a face that is able to mimic those words, and they look 100% real, and they're able to tell you the news.
So you have it. Wow.
You want to see it? It's actually pretty cool.
Nah, it's just technology gets a little crazy.
I mean, this technology could also be very dangerous because it could spread propaganda easier. Because let's say if you knew that your favorite pop star was telling you, hey, listen, go do this, go do that, or this is what you should be doing, then you will be more influenced by to do that thing, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be more easily influenced. I mean, this thing sounds like something out of a comic book, if you were to ask me.
Speaking of comic books, AOC, one of our newest rep in New York.
Okay.
You know, Alexandria Cortez. Mm-hmm. She had, that somebody actually released a cover of a comic book that they're going to be writing about her.
I did see that. And it kind of triggered me, to be honest.
Why triggered you, Fred?
I don't feel like she deserves it.
Why? What was your big thing? Oh, somebody doesn't deserve something?
No, I feel like if you're going to do this, either A, you're doing it for publicity, the comic book writers. You're just trying to get out there because she's the hot new thing. Everybody's talking about her. You want to make a comic book to ride that wave. But to be honest, why? Because she's a good politician? I don't think it's because she's a good politician.
But, well, she hasn't even been in office long enough to say that she's good or bad. Can you really grade her at this point?
I mean, I can't. You're right. I can't. But you know what I could judge her? What she has done.
Okay. And what is it that you're so against that she's done so far?
There's a few things I'm against.
What, then against the green, are you against the Green Deal? Is that your problem?
The Green Deal?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the energy she's bringing with the Green Deal, but can you please elaborate on that? What is the Green Deal?
Basically, her and another senator.
Okay.
A rep have decided that they wanted to try and eliminate all gas emissions within the 10 years.
Within 10 years. Now, if I were to ask you, is that realistic? What would you say?
Well, we have to see the studies first. That's the thing. Like, there's no sample that I can say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We can eliminate it in 10 years. What I think is that we can't go back to how it used to be. We can try to prevent further damage. Wait,
so she's saying emissions. She wants to get rid of coal, you're saying?
No. Not eliminate coal, like fossil fuels.
Okay.
So any fossil fuel that we have, instead of being so dependent on it, we could rely on new technology, which will be, you know, be more efficient overall.
Well, how would we even do that when the technology we're going to use to achieve this uses carbon fuel?
Not all of it. Now, a lot of times we're focused more on like greenhouse, like actually being able to go all green, like we're going hybrid cars or electric cars.
Right.
So now, instead of using all the gases that we used to use, now a car will only be getting electricity instead of all the O2 emissions that it is releasing into the air, which is also destroying basically the atmosphere.
Yeah, I understand it's causing damage, you know, but here's what I think too. I don't think it's realistic. You know why? Because first of all, the time frame is too short. If we haven't done it by now, we won't be able to do it in this amazingly short time frame. Second of all, I don't think we'll ever be able to completely get rid of all fossil fuels. Just because we can minimize it and we can like use it very little, but I don't think we'll ever get stop using it.
Yeah, but the thing is that you have to think about, at least they're trying to make steps. And you're talking about, a lot of people didn't even accept climate change until recently.
Right.
Now is that people are like, oh yeah, climate change is a real thing. Because we, you know, because it's what's called global warming. Because people don't actually like to read. So people weren't, and why not have somebody at least step into it and say, hey, no, I'm going to fucking do this. Because everybody talks about it, and she's actually representing, bringing the bills to the action front.
Right.
But are you just scared of strong women, Fern?
No, definitely not. I actually, I encourage women to be as powerful as they can. But here's what I'm saying. But in 10 years, that's not possible.
Why not? 10 years? What's wrong with 10 years?
We would have to start taking extreme steps that people will not take
to do this. Guess what? They got elected to make the tough decisions and not us.
So okay,
they need to, if they feel that they're on the right spot and that's why we put them there, they have to make the decisions for the next generation and down. So now you're going to just tell me somebody that actually can relate to our age gap, our age. Because if you notice, most representatives, senators...
Right, but we won't get
anywhere
about being unrealistic. We're not going to get nowhere.
How is this being unrealistic?
She's saying a 10-year plan.
But you're not telling me what's wrong with 10 years.
People will not follow. Okay,
but
so in 10 years...
the people. The people
what would you do first?
Right.
What would you do first to initiate this 10-year plan? Tell people to recycle? In your opinion, I guess.
You got to remember, in the recycle has been something that's been implied already now.
But do you recycle?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You're attacking...
Huh?
Shut up, couch guy.
Another thing, like I mentioned earlier, she sometimes doesn't understand where her decisions go. How do we know installing solar panels will there won't be some type of unforeseen consequence of that?
It's the thing about solar panels is that they store energy that's not being used. So that's a long-term investment. So now, if we hypothetically have a blackout, but we already have 10 days to supply the whole country,
right,
it won't be such of an issue. And now we're not wasting all the, like, all the, you know, sending the gases and everything, because we have to depend on this and all this crap.
But how do we know by having that solar panel, that panel there, we're not, like, destroying the Earth where it's standing?
Well, that's why you're allowed for studies to happen. How you know you're not destroying... Okay, but aren't we destroying the Amazon forest? That has been one of the biggest forests, just because we need paper and all this.
Okay.
If we're moving on to different technology where things don't have to be actually destroyed and we're just installing it, hey, let's say... the coal factory,
right?
We shut that down, we put a bunch of solar panels. Look, we're not destroying anything that hasn't been already destroyed. We need to put them in positions to be able to store this energy, and that's what we're talking about, is long term, where we don't have to damage the Earth anymore. We've already gotten to a point that we have destroyed the planet so much, right? How about we stop it where we're at right now instead of further damaging?
I must sound like a pessimist here, but I think we're past the point of no return.
Okay, but we're surviving at the moment. So that means, how about we stop where we're at right now if we're already able to survive
in this moment? I don't think we're able to stop, because people are not willing to curb their habits.
But that's why you force them.
You can't force people to doing things.
It's called a law?
The law does nothing. People break the law every day.
They break the law, but majority don't.
Well... okay, but just because you recycle doesn't mean everyone else does. You're a little better than most people. I'm gonna re-enter my argument. She does not fully understand where her decisions are gonna go. Okay, I think she is in above her head, and she should take the time to understand her role better.
I mean, even if she's learning her role, she's on the go right now. She's learning as she goes. So what the hell's the problem?
She's learning as she goes, but she's out here kicking companies out of cities. You know, pushing all these extreme plans that may or may not work. You know, how about she sits down for a second? Takes it all in, humbles herself, reaches out for help and for tutorship.
I think she's been humble enough for having the
problem. Humble? You call her humble?
She's been humble. I mean, when you're from the Bronx or Queens, you already know you've been pretty humbled already. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, fuck the whole Amazon shit. Like, what? They might have brought jobs. It wasn't guaranteed any of that.
Now we don't know. We'll never know.
Yeah, but it wasn't guaranteed any of that bullshit that people said.
She's responsible for the most historic breakup between a company and city ever. But she should really learn her role. I think she should learn her role.
You know what? You say what you gotta say, man. I still think she's a good choice, but you know,
I think she has a lot to learn. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time. We appreciate that you're here. We appreciate your presence. I would like to remind you, go follow us on iTunes. Please rate us. It's important to us. And please share, follow, and subscribe. This is Fran.
You.
Thank you, K. Castro. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Jordan, for sleeping over there. Thank you, Ben. The marvelous, amazing Steve. Thank you.
Support the comic book.
Jordan says support comic books. That's all he should say.
Support your comic book stores. Yeah, stop pirating stuff. Oh, you, whoever you are. Deuces.
Hulk.